People in the Middle East and the Arab world have been glued to TV screens watching events unfold in Egypt. In Lebanon, TVs in shops and bars were tuned to the Arab satellite channels as they broadcast live coverage. Ben Gilbert filed this report from Lebanon's capital.
Only a handful of protesters showed up to demonstrate at the Egyptian embassy in Beirut today, the third protest in as many days. But Lebanese police weren't taking any chances. They set up razor wire and parked two armored personnel carriers with water cannons outside the building to deal with the protesters.
Hosni Mubarak, ya Amir!
Hosni Mubarak, you are a traitor.
Nasser Hussein is an Egyptian bricklayer who has lived in Lebanon for 12 years. He says this embassy, like the Egyptian regime itself, caters to the elite.
This embassy is for only the regime, not for the Egyptians in Lebanon. They don't care about the Egyptians here.
Like many Egyptians here, Hussein doesn't know who should replace Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak or what kind of system should be put in place. He just knows he wants to see the Egyptian president step down. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians, like Hussein, must leave home and work abroad to support families back in Egypt. Tens of thousands work in Lebanon as manual and skilled laborers. Lebanon has had its own problems during the past 5 years. Earlier this month, for example, the government collapsed. So, in the capital Beirut, Lebanon's internal intrigues have been the talk of the town. Now that's changed. On the streets of Beirut's Hamra district, a Palestinian said all the Arab presidents should step down. A Jordanian tourist said he supported the Egyptian protests. Lebanese Adham Gandour was walking to his family's clothing business.
To actually have Lebanese talk shows talking about foreign affairs, this is something very big.
Gandour says everyone he knows supports the Egyptian protesters, but he's fearful where the looting, prison breaks, and other violence there might lead.
I remember Iraq, and I'm afraid that maybe Egypt will become like Iraq in the future in case things will become chaotic like it is now.
Laura Shahab is half Lebanese and half Algerian. She says it's about time that Arabs took a stand against oppressive Arab dictators.
They have been in the country for so long, and the people are really dying. They're poor. So I know in Algeria what's happening. Like the people, they don't have money. They earn like $200. And the others, they go to Paris for one day, do shopping. You know, it's really unfair.
Her friend, Omar Gandour, was in Cairo for a wedding on Friday and left the country on Saturday as gun battles and looting raged in parts of Egypt's capital. He says it doesn't really matter what Egyptians want. This is all about what America wants for the region.
Americans decided to have the map of the new Middle East. So this is a very smart way of doing it. Without invading any country, just make the people change the regime without having any casualties from the Americans.
Many Lebanese and Arabs think the U.S. plays a negative role in the Middle East, and backing up the likes of autocrats like Egypt's President Mubarak doesn't help. One Lebanese student was of this persuasion, but said the Americans should make at least one more maneuver in Egypt, call for Mubarak to get out, and then step back and let the Egyptians manage their own affairs. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.